Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rami Maresi, Chai Chai Befeg, Ben Smechad Dispasia. Lei Nishmas, Shmuel Pinchas, Yaakov Tzir, Zan Zishim Yosef, Nafsing Rasa, Chamcha Mir Zev. Continue our series in Tehillim, Perakai and Gimel. Mizmor La'asaf, Achtov L'Yisrael, Elokim L'Vorei Levav, and Mizmor Ta'asaf. Asaf was one of the three head singers in the time of David. Asaf Heman Vidusun Debrayam Malaf Afe Aleph, Ubahem Sheikh Inyan, and his Meyuchas to Levi and Bnei Gershon. There are altogether 11 Mizmor of Asaf. So what does this song of Asaf say? Ach tov li Yisrael. This word means ach, without any doubt or reservation, that only this fact is true. That's this for now. Ach tov li Yisrael. The Radak says that no matter what happens to me, I'm still going to believe this. This whole perek is about, as the Radak notes, the peace of the Rishayim and the suffering of the Tzaddikim in Olam Hazeh. Elokim Levarei Levav. Truly, Hashem is good to Israel, to the pure of heart. To the pure of heart. So this is talking about those who have purified their hearts. They've been mevarer all the impurities from their hearts. So their faith is flawless. Their hearts are bari, are healthy, robust. They have conviction that Hashem is good. That's why we read earlier, Mi'alev har Hashem mi'akum u'kom kolchen ikich ha'payim u'var lev. We have to have a pure heart. So these people, even when Elokim Ach Tov the Israel, it's only good for the Jewish people, even when it's Elokim, even when it's God who's Midas Hadin, because it's hiding the goodness. And this is also, a person realizes this when he's has a pure heart. Vani Kemat Natoyu Raglai. That is, for me, my feet were nearly turned astray. Like nothing, my steps would have been washed aside. Radak says that before I set my mind to research, I was overcome by doubts, and I almost turned my path of life towards the direction of heresy and disbelief. That's the Lashon of the Art Scroll, as quoting the Heilige Radak, the Lashon HaRadak. Kimat natayu raglai min ha'emuna biroti shalom rishayim. I almost lost my emuna when I saw the peace of the rishayim. Kimat amarti she'ein din ve'ein dayan. I almost said there's no din, there's no dayan. There's no judge and there's no judgment, chas v'shalom. Ka'ayin. What's the ka'ayin? Ki'ilu b'lo davar amadati shelo nafalti. It's as if, without faith, I was walking on thin air with nothing to support me.
Matsudis says that in almost no time I was swallowed up in an instant. Shukhu Ashurai, the first says that Ashur, that's Ashurai, Ashur is a powerful stride, and Shafoch, to be spilled like water, is the opposite of firm steps. So my firm steps turned into like spilled like water with no shape of its own, no form. Pretty pathetic. Ki kinesi b'holim shalom rishaim ere. For I envied the madmen when I saw the peace of the wicked. Rashi writes, Ki ha'yisi mekanei b'holim b'ma'arbevei darcheihem. They mix up their ways, like to mix up, to be confounded, to be confused. Asheraiti roet shlomam, savech mahul b'mayim, like to be mixed in with water. They're all mixed up. Radak ki kinesi b'hololem. הם הרשעים כי הם מתעסקים בנאות העולם הזה שהוא הוללות ושכלות ולא יחושו בזה או יגזלו או יגנבו או יעשו כל רע למלא תאוותם וראה אותם בשלום לפי כך כינסי עד אשר כמעט נטוי ורגלוי נסוד איזו רשעים ומסעה סגן נהנו יסבר למה זה and things are good for them זה אומס לא עושה מהאמונה
כי אין חרצו בו אסלמו יסם ובורי אולם because there are no fetters to their death, and their vitality is sound.
Rashi, Ein chatzubos l'moslem shana sira, mo pater chatzubos resha, nizgerei kablei resha shoslim behem aniim, afkan ein yisurim l'misasim ha-meisim behem, mehem meisim b'riim, ki ulam b'lo yisurim. He says, look at these guys, they're not bound, they die in good health. Things are good, they're 92 years old, go to sleep, and they die peacefully in their sleep. It's not fair, or so it seems. V'ri ulam, their vitality is sound.
Ba'amal enosh ein emo, v'im adam lo yinugau. And the toil of frail humans, they are nowhere. And with mankind, they are not plagued.
The wicked prosper greatly without any effort or exertion. Ba'amal shara nashim, shemichyatam ba'amela megiyah.
Other people have to work hard. These guys, they have it. Rich father, they don't have to work hard. They just chill. They don't have to be involved in the toil of frail humans. And with mankind, even during an epidemic, some of the wicked remain unscathed. You see, during COVID, how many tzaddikim died? And how many rishayim remained alive? Too many tzaddikim died. And too many rishayim are completely healthy, just keep doing their bad things.
Lachain anak simo gaava. Ya tof shis. Chamas lamo.
Therefore, their necklace is pride, enwrapping their body in their own violence.
Avru maskiyos levav.
נחמו. לכן אנקסמו גאו, אנקסמו גאו, יעטוף שיס חומס למו. Therefore, their necklace is pride, and wrapping their body in their own violence. What does that mean? Rashi says, "Ba'avul ze she'en yisurim ba'im aleihem, and nikasam ha'gaava la'alot al tzavaram gasas ruach." Since they have been released from all human drudgery and pain, they become arrogant. They flaunt their arrogance as if it was a precious jewel necklace. Anokasmai. Yatov shis chamas lamo. What does it mean? Yatov shis chamas lamo. Shis is lashon shasos. Baraks, which is nakedness. They enwrap their body in their own violence. Rashi says, "Hachamas shem oisim oisayisam shmeinim." The evil that they do makes them fat. They have big behinds because they're so fat, they're eating so much because they got so rich from all their crime. Bulging from corpulence of their eyes, they went beyond the fantasies of the heart.
And
a person is skinny, his eyes are submerged. When a person is, they sink into their sockets. But when they're fat, they have these thick cushions around their eyes. It looks like their eyes are bulging out. Avu maskiyos levav. They went beyond the fantasies of the hearts. The heart is a sechvi, lashon suche, observant. Any luxury which the heart of the wicked imagined was granted to them. They received pleasures even beyond their greatest expectations. Yamiku vidabu b'ra oishek mimarom idaveru. They consume and speak of foul oppression. Out of haughtiness they speak.
Zakti ibn Ezra,
that they are impudent. They don't conceal their crimes. Instead, they boast of their rishus. They speak out of gaiva. Shatu bashamayim pihem uleshonam tihalach ba'aretz. They direct their mouth against Hashem. They're blasphemous. It's like Bizman Hazeh, right? You have people work very, very hard to try to convince people there's no God. Work very hard. They spend millions of dollars. Some people devote their lives to this. That's what it means. Shatu b'shamayim p'yam. They direct their mouth against heaven. U'lishonam tihalach v'aretz. And their tongue walks on the earth.
They speak against God, and they also speak against on the earth, against people on the earth.
Lachain Yeshuv Amo Halom. Therefore, he turns his people here, and abundant waters seem drained by them. Gives them a lot of success. So, as Rashi explains,
"V'chein yeshuv amo halom, l'fi she'amo roim derech rishayim tzalecha." We see that the rishayim are matzliach. Yeshivu al derech harishayim. We're going to follow Hashem the ways of the Rishayim. Because they're so successful, we're going to follow in their ways. ומים של פלג המים הם דברי תורים לחשב מלום ותמציס מזלזל מזוזלם בעיניהם. The teachings of the Torah are like a full reservoir of fresh flowing water.
But because they're, it's mayim shel peleg mayim divrei Torah, but hem nechshavim lo motamtzis u'mezalzalin beineihem, mezulzalin beineihem,
that they're mezulzal in our eyes. They, the success of the Rishayim undermines the prestige of the Torah to the extent that even the Torah's adherents might seem to see the Torah as a diminishing trickle rather than a powerful reservoir. Radak has it that the triumph of evil over good causes the devout to drink the full cup. That's mei malei, and then yimatsu lamo, draining it, the full cup of disappointment, draining it, yimatsu, to the bitter dregs, according to Rashi. Mei malei Torah, which is full water, yimatsu lamo ends up being just like a trickle. It's drain. It's not much. And the Radak has that the mei malei is the full cup of bitter disappointment, is drunk by the tzaddikim, and it drains it to the bitter dregs, to the sediment. V'yamru, and they say, Eicha yada el. How can we know that
Hashem is Rashi? How do we know that God knows what's going on? Maybe
he's so high up, we're so low down, he doesn't know what's going on here. That's what people say, they lose their faith, they're disillusioned. What people said after the Holocaust.
These
are the wicked, always at ease, they accumulate wealth.
Surely
in vain I kept my heart pure and washed my hands in cleanliness. In other words, what's the point? I'm working so hard to purify myself, may keep my heart pure, be clean, be honest, and it's not worth my while. Look at how much the Rishayim are successful. How I'm not, we are not, the tzaddikim are not. This is mamish. What I love about this parak is it's so honest and open and forthright. This is the way I feel. I'm not denying your feelings. This is the way the people feel. They made it into Tehillim. This is life. This is real life. This is people suffering.
I was plagued all day long and chastised every morning.
I wanted to be good, but I was plagued by the evildoers. No matter how hard I struggled to remain unsullied, every day was another tzara. So maybe Hashem isn't happy with me. Had I said, I will tell how it is, behold, the generation of your children I would have betrayed. This is Asaf speaking, or all the leaders in the Galus. Meaning I can't bear to accept for myself or to reveal to others the full extent of the crisis of faith, confronting the tzaddikim who suffer. And I said, I will tell how it is. In the generation of your children I would have betrayed. I would have made the masses who would heed my arguments into traitors, Rashi says, the Malbim says. I have such questions on Hashgacha. Even your children, even those close to you, would have lost the faith. And when I reflected to understand this, it was iniquity in my eyes. Although I dared not tell others how perplexing the dilemma was, I nevertheless allowed myself to ponder this matter in the privacy of my mind.
and wanted to understand and justify Hashem. Amal hu be'einai. And after all of my thoughts, it still seemed that tainted with iniquity. Amal. Adavol mikdashi kel avina lacharisam. Until I entered into the sanctuaries of Hashem, then I understood their end. When you're in a higher place, then you realize what it's all about. At Avol Mikdashikel, when you're in that place of Emes, in the base of Mikdash, then you see the truth. And then you understand where the Rishayim are going. Ach b'chalakos tosh islamu yipaltum l'mashuas. Only on slippery places do you set them, you throw them down into the darkness. So this is all part of the plan. Right now they seem to be doing well, but they're just slipping down into darkness. Echayu l'shama kiroga safu samu min balos. Now they have turned desolate in an instant. They came to an end. They're consumed through terrors. The Hashem are consumed by their own passions and pleasures. It's all going to end here. Kachalome akitz, Hashem be'ir tzalmam tivzeh, like a dream with no awakening, so Hashem, in the city will render their appearance odious. So according to Rashi, this refers to the sudden downfall of the Assyrian host of Sancheriv, which was destroyed while besieging Yerushalayim. So you see that their success is that leads them on the way to doom. In Yerushalayim, the city the Assyrians sought to conquer, the bodies of the enemy soldiers, Salmon Tivza, became odious and deformed. They were burned. Mani bar v'loida behemos hayisi imach. For my heart was in ferment and my mind was on edge. Before I beheld this downfall of Ashur, I was deeply agitated by the success of the wicked. In my mind, that was my kidneys, were on edge. Shanun, sharp. So Rashi seems to say, my nerves were on edge. The Radax is when I debated this matter with others, I became sarcastic and cynical. Rabbeinu Yoina has a little more positive, a lot more positive. I mulled over this matter and allowed it to sit and ferment in my mind until my wits were sharpened like a sword and I finally began to observe events with greater clarity and precision. And that's when I realized that Vani Bar V'Loyeda Behemos Hayisi Imach, and I am senseless and know nothing. Like a beast I was with you. Where you lack basic intelligence before I understood the secret of existence, I was no better than a senseless animal. Vani tamid imar imcha achasti biyad yamini. I'm always with you. You grasp my right hand, batzascha sancheni, v'achakavoti kecheni. With your counsel, you'll guide me, and then with glory, you'll receive me. Mili v'shemayim v'imcha lo chafatzti baretz. Whom have I in heaven besides you? I wish for nothing on earth. What does it mean? Va'achar kavod tikacheni, and then with glory you'll receive me. The nefesh is called kavod. Mayin zemercha kavod. So after an entire life of pursuing Hashem, my soul will be fit to be received in the most glorious part of Gan Eden. So the wicked have others in heaven, but I have nothing besides you.
and I don't want anything else on earth. Kala she'eri levavi tzur levavi v'chelki elokim la'olam, my flesh and heart yearn, rack of my heart, and my portion is Hashem forever. For Baha'a, so you see it's an amazing thing. First he starts off with almost kfira, and now he's mamish davik b'Hashem. My flesh and my heart yearn, rack of my heart, like the Medrash says. Hashem is the rack of the Jewish people. And my portion is Hashem forever. Ki inei rechekecha yovedu hitzmata kol zonemi meka. For behold, those far from you shall perish. You cut down all those who stray from you. Vani kirvas elokim li toiv shati v'Hashem elokim machsi v'sapir kol malach v'secha. That is for me. Hashem's closeness is my goodness. I have put my refuge in Hashem so that I may relate all of your mission. So in other words, he's saying, I want to, like a malach, like a shliach, I want to tell everybody that the purpose of life, it's mata kol zonemi meka. While my body suffered, my soul flourished and grew as I learned to appreciate your chastisement, I advanced and developed. Those who turned their backs on you remained emotionally and intellectually immature, and their growth was stunted. That's what I mean, tzmayu. They were cut down, those who stray for you. Rani, as far as I'm concerned, kirbas elokim litov. The only joy I have is being close to you. I put my refuge, Shati b'Hashem Elokim Machsi. I know that there's Hashkacha Pratis, and therefore feel good. So this is very powerful. Start off with the very, very, very strong questions on Hashem. So like I said, it made it into Tehillim. You think, no, it's not, they have the Vada Rabbanim, the Board of Rabbanim. We'll look at this. This parak and say, no, it's not good. It's going to weaken people. But no. The tough part came out at the beginning, and then in the end, I get to Mikdashi Kel, I get to the Beis HaMikdash. I get the Shabbos, which is a Mikdash in time, and then Avina Lacharisa, and then I understand, get a broader perspective. Rishonim look like they're doing well now, many of them, but it's all a slippery slope. Okay, so this is a heter for a person to struggle, and this is the Mahalach. The Mahalach is struggle sometimes for some people, and in the end realize that v'ani kirvas elokim litov, and therefore the saper kol malach hasecha, I'm going to tell everybody about this. I'm going to tell everybody that's really where it's at. And we have a very, very narrow view. Kibahemos, we're like animals, like it says here. We don't understand, but in the end we'll understand. Okay, obviously there's so much more to say on this parak. It's just sort of a basic pshat in the parak, and hopefully we'll revisit this. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.